Okay.
Welcome to the Crypto Sparta podcast. Today's date is the 18th of August, and we're going to hand it over to Brian, but we got a lot to talk about today. So if he wants to start us off with where we are in the markets.
Yeah, so it's kind of been choppy this past week, but this month overall has been good. Ethereum is, you know, at 3,000 just about, and Bitcoin's at like 44,000, close to 45. This past week, it got up to 48,000, and then there's been a little pullback, but so far this month has been good. Ethereum's up 60%. So we're well on our way to
back to
all-time highs, bull cycle, super cycle intact.
Yeah.
So,
and I think we might as well start off, because like I feel like the bigger story has been NFTs, and I can tell about my story, but Brian has seen, and I saw also about this stuff. But if you want to talk about OpenSea, and maybe if you want to start with a background in case the listeners aren't as familiar, there's people asking me how to buy NFTs and they don't even know about like OpenSea. And I actually haven't used Rarible at all, but I mean, maybe you just want to like talk about OpenSea a bit.
Yeah, sure. So OpenSea is basically a marketplace, you know, that you can buy, that people can post their art, similar to like an eBay or, you know, other physical goods marketplace. And so basically to buy an NFT on OpenSea, you basically just need to like create a profile, just like on any internet, you know, site. And then you just link your MetaMask wallet, and you can search whatever collection, whatever item you want. And as long as you have ETH in your MetaMask,
you can just buy. I would say it's like the preferred sale place for NFTs, and like exactly. They have an auction functionality. I mean, I'm looking into a Rarible right now, but it's pretty clear that OpenSea is really like where most people go for their NFTs.
Rarible is mostly like if you want to look up the traits for your NFT, and they have like a ranking system of like they analyze the NFT, which traits are considered rare, you know, how, like, what are the most, you know, rare ones of a collection. So I think it's, if you're like an NFT artist and you're starting off your collection, I think like number one is, you know, to have your profile on OpenSea verified, and then you want it verified on Rarible, where they can, you know, that's like how you know it's legit, basically.
Yeah. No, and I mean, there's so much to talk about with OpenSea and NFTs, and I mean, I'm looking at it and I don't know where to start, because maybe it's better to go with an overview before I get to the Pudgy Penguins. But I mean, there's just so much silly stuff going on with NFTs.
It's a and whole boom.
But the thing that people have to understand, since I've been dabbling just only for a few weeks, but really, like, for one, the people who don't understand NFTs, get an NFT, watch the prices go up and down, and it's pretty addicting. Like, you're like, oh man, dude, like there's a new mint coming up. And then what I wanted to say before we get into like the specific projects is like, it's crazy because with OpenSea having more volume, more people buying stuff, and the price is going up and down like crazy, there's this like crazy boom of people minting NFTs. And like, I mean, I could explain it, or Brian can, but basically paying Ethereum to create an NFT, and then these artists and then these developer teams are creating projects, and the amount of Ethereum is based off of the network's like capabilities and the gas fees. And people are spending like crazy amounts of Ethereum to mint NFTs, because some of these projects are clogging the network.
Yeah, and gas fees are crazy now.
Insane.
They're and back it's mainly up to being crazy.
NFTs. Yeah. And I mean, this is kind of like, I mean, there's a lot of different points to talk about because we weren't going to talk about Solana yet, but I think that the opportunity that Solana has to maybe have it be cheaper to mint NFTs is going to be, you know, something that's going to be attractive in the future if Ethereum can't get its shit together to slow down the amount of costs. But I mean, the volume with OpenSea of $1 billion, it's also been going down. Not only has minting been crashing stuff, but OpenSea, the website, has been crashing stuff.
Yeah. they don't have enough servers.
They don't. No, they use Cloudflare that has all these different problems. And like, it's just been real frustrating because it's scary. It's the same thing with the MetaMask stuff.
Yeah.
Where you open your wallet and it doesn't load and you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, where's my stuff? Where's my stuff? And then so like I open my, it's like double because OpenSea is slow. And then it asks you to connect to your wallet. And then on my phone, I have to open it through MetaMask. So it's like slow MetaMask to open slow OpenSea. And then it says my collection is zero. And you have to wait there for like 3 minutes until you're like, oh, okay, there's my stuff. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I saw stories on Twitter too about when you sell your NFT, it's like a different mechanism where it's like, let's say you can put it on auction or put a bid in, like, you know, say you want this much or like 5 ETH for it, and people will bid on it. And if that bid goes through, like your NFT will like disappear. Like it'll already automatically get sent, but like you have to, there's another step to go to claim the ETH.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, oh crap. Like, where's my NFT? The transaction didn't go through in my MetaMask, but you have to like a whole nother step. So I'm curious is like, you know, how to do that. I guess you can do more research. I'm sure like OpenSea has like a help desk or something, or a help website.
Yeah. This is the weird thing though, where it's like, cause I'll just say like, since I got into NFTs, I haven't sold one yet. So no, people are like, you're making money. I'm like, well, I think like, I mean, they're supposed to be worth more. I don't know if I can sell them. Like,
no, you got to keep in mind, like, CryptoPunks, which is like the, you know, the top one, the premier one that's getting a lot of headlines.
They sold like $9 million at Christie's.
Like, those are like seven figure, going for six figure minimum. Like, those were created in like 2017. Like, you know, it's been 4 years since they were, you know, initially created. And there's all these new projects now, like, you know.
So, I mean, that's what I'm looking at right now. And it's the top seven collections or top collections in the last 7 days. And the art block stuff, do you really understand it? I think I've read enough, but it's kind of like a lot of the stuff with crypto where I'm like, I know the words, but it doesn't make sense in my head.
Yeah, like you get the ballpark, like idea.
It has to do with like, I believe they have like curated artists that are doing like special projects of art, and it has to do with technology. Like, I mean, maybe I could bring it up and say what they say, but like the Chrome squiggles, it's tough to wrap my head around. There's like $3 million Chrome squiggles. Have you seen the Chrome squiggles, dude?
No, I'm Googling it. But like, people are buying gravel. Real. Have you heard about gravel?
Gravel. and then they made an additional project. Well, if you have gravel, you know you need a shovel. And then people were buying shovels.
It's just like the whole like Shiba, like meme coin, like Shiba. Then you have your, you know, different kind of dogs.
I have a dope Shiba.
Oh, I have seen these Chrome squiggles. How much are these going for?
The rare ones are going for like $3 million.
Oh wow, this is like, this squiggle is just like two ETH basically.
Yeah.
Abstract art, dude.
Look them up, guys. Yeah, look them up if you're listening, or we can describe to you that they are. It's just a line going up and down that is like in the color of a rainbow.
Yeah, color gradient. Like last episode we talked about like pet rocks too.
Yeah. No, have you seen the scribbles? There are some where it's literally just a scribble, and I'm like,
yeah, this like really... your 5-year old could draw. Yeah, it's like what you post on your fridge for your first grade like art class.
Well, I was reading someone's it's CL. It's like a crypto cat account. It's like a famous one, like CL. He's got like a couple penguins and stuff, and he wrote an article about how memes affect stuff. And I think that's the biggest meme, being like, I got rich off an ETH rock. And people are like, I don't get it. And you're like, I don't either.
The funniest meme is like the one where, so it's like your parents at 24, like, let's get a kid. Let's buy a house at 29. Yeah. And then us at 29 staring at computer screens, like, you know, must spend on JPEGs. Yeah. Spending life's worth or net worth on JPEG.
It kept me up. It kept me up one night. And then it's like a frenzy on crypto Twitter if you know what's happening. And then I believe most of it's on Discord, but I just don't have the patience to talk with strangers on Discord. But like if there's a minting going on, people go nuts. And then
there was
one project I tried to mint and they were like, yeah, that'll cost you like 0.8 ETH. And I was like, what? Like, no. And then the thing is, though, the way it works for the people that don't understand what the minting process and the way that these projects mainly are, is a lot of them are generative art where you're basically rolling the dice on what you get.
It's totally.
And then if you get a rare one, you get like, it's worth a ton of money. So normally it should cost like 0.05 or something, or like 0.12, 0.15 ETH to mint. And then I think a portion of it goes to the artist or the team or whatever. And then you mint it. But then because of the spikes in gas, but people are so obsessed with getting the next project that pops off, people are spending like half an ETH to mint stuff because like the gas fees in the network are so screwed up.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, there's like, even though the gas fees are so high and like ETH is up right now, like people are still willing to, you know, spend that gas fee.
So, I mean, there's like so many stories that I could tell because I've been watching it. And I've been kind of obsessed for the last week because like normally it was just crypto Twitter, a lot of DeFi stuff, coins. And then I started getting into NFTs, and then you're just like, it's just a rabbit hole. And now every day I'm looking at OpenSea at a couple different projects.
Well, it's definitely like crazy.
Yeah. But I kind of forgot where I was going with that. But no, I mean, for me, I mean, we can talk about the penguins, but almost maybe before the penguins, have you seen what's going on with Parallel?
No. Oh.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention was I didn't even know what the project was, but there's this crypto Twitter account called Keyboard Monkey. And this guy created a collection. And it's interesting because, you know, my client and stuff, he does like the collecting, and then it's better to make a set that's like kind of coherent or whatever, and it increases the overall value. So this guy created a set of Deaf Beef. I don't even know what it is. But he bought it for 100 ETH and then sold it for 2,200 ETH today.
Jeez.
So really wrap your head around the numbers. And these are in a few weeks. There are people getting rich off of flipping NFTs. And I mean, I have some.
Yeah,
I haven't sold a single one yet.
Well, have the ones that are like popular. Like, I don't know. I have Monas and I have a Shiba dog that. The price movement I have a Shiba dog. It's just like it's different. It's a pixelated one, but like mine haven't moved. But you got like crypto cats and you got a pudgy penguin that are like going up. Like those were like 2 months ago.
The new one that I got was there's a Japanese artist. I don't want to screw this up or someone's going to call me racist or something. and the project is called Generative Masks, and it's really interesting. So I kind of wanted to talk about, because I was talking about him with, I mean, I can say Gary, like whatever. I was talking about him with Gary, who's a collector of fossils and art and different things and sells them. And I was trying to explain to him the fads of these generative pieces where there are different traits and, you know, Like the Bored Apes, what are there, five or six things, and it has to deal with, and Bored Ape Yacht Club, I mean, yeah, I feel like this is going to be one of the episodes where really, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's going to sound like pure gibberish. Like,
yeah, it's just like different art collections, basically. Definitely, I mean, Google. They're well known.
Reference, yeah. The Bored Ape Yacht Club, they're going to do a Christie's auction in Hong Kong. And there's four of them being auctioned off. And it's going to probably bring in millions of dollars. There's, and you can pull up that. I mean, there are four cool ones. But the different traits, for instance, if you have like laser eyes, it's like rarer. And there are only a few with laser eyes or something, or one of them, I believe, has like a halo. And but with the generative masks, the cool thing is this is kind of unique from all the generative stuff. When you open the NFT, there's a shape in the middle and a color in the background. And then when you leave it and come back in, it's a different color. And it's like four different colors.
Oh, these are kind of cool.
The masks, the generative masks?
Yeah. They're like patterns. That's by, they're like cool patterns. Yeah.
It's by Takao. So some famous Japanese artist. So that also panned out for me. That also panned out for me.
The color changes? The color changes?
Yeah, every time you go in and out of it. So each one is like five NFTs. Or not, oh, I mean, I'm not going to say it like that, but yeah, I know. It's like a totally new way of doing. And then there's a new one, audio glyphs. And I know that there are audio NFTs, but it's like some type of technological thing that just recently happened. And I mean, those might be some of my shills, to be honest. The generative masks, they got launched during Japanese time and no one was awake in America. And I think that once like the, because so many people, you're getting a billion in sales on OpenSea. And there's 110,000 people on OpenSea, I believe.
Yeah, the floor of these generative masks is like 0.28. How much do you spend in
years? I bought it 0.22. Yeah. Yeah, I got them right after they got minted at like 2 a.m. And I was like, once the Japanese people get a hold of this, like just so many people, I had these random people.
Asia, just in general.
Yeah, but I mean, people just don't know how to buy NFTs or use OpenSea. And it's, that was what someone said was super bullish, where they were like, you know why I'm bullish? MetaMask is the best wallet and it's crap.
Yeah.
OpenSea is where all the auctions take place and it shuts down. Do you guys realize how early we are? If there's something making $1 billion worth of revenue that just can't imagine, scale up fast enough.
Just imagine like Murakami, you know Murakami? The guy with the flower, like J Balvin's like super big on it. Like rappers. It's like the smiley face anime with like the flowers that are different colors. Like imagine him like doing an NFT collection. And you know, well, similar to the generative mask thing. Yeah. Where
there's
an
update on Misha's stuff. The auctions for the furniture for my cousin's NFT project. I think the floor is like 2,200. And I think that the auctions are gonna last for like a lot more days. But some of them are like going for like 10K already.
Yeah. It's crazy how this is like different, completely different than, you know, the previous NFT bubble with like Topshop and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Now it's like, and then there was like an NFT, like, you know, bear market where all the values of them dropped. And now it's like coming back up again.
What I was trying to tell Gary was like, how they're starting to just be like derivatives.
Yeah.
So there's crypto punks and then there's began punks.
The fast food punks.
Fast food crypto punks. Yeah. Baby fast food crypto punks. There's pudgy penguins. There's party penguins. There's pixelated penguins. Like everything is like pixelated with a McDonald's hat on it. Like it just gets really.
It's all about the memes.
Yeah.
It's all about the memes because the only reason why you have a McDonald's hat is because it's like, the joke, yep, because go back like to I'm poor, gotta put in my application. $15 an hour. Hablo español.
Yeah, that September unemployment expiration is gonna be a little There's going to be a lot of applications. A lot of people in crypto that are going to have to. But no, I mean, maybe we can finally get to like the Pudgy Penguin stuff, because like it really personally has been a bit of an emotional roller coaster with my Pudgy Penguin.
Wait, so what did you buy it at?
0.98. So right underneath.
And it's a Pudgy Penguin. I mean, I've seen it. It's like a penguin with like a fisher. It's a fisherman kind of build.
Yeah, the bucket hat, apparently. Apparently, that's like one of the least rare, because it's like there's a lot of people with the hats. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, there are people. Oh my gosh, dude. Is there a way that you could get up this thing on Twitter from the Twitter spaces? Did you hear the guy going nuts about the penguins? Mm-mm. Can we play a recording on this, or?
I don't know. You would have to look at
it. I'm going to check it out and try to make it happen. But like I said, yeah, this is my penguin. Like, it might not be rare, but I love it. Like, this is my penguin. There are many like it, but this is mine. Like, you really, and the idea of some of these things are that it's a PFP project, a profile picture.
Yeah, it's like an avatar. Like,
exactly. For the metaverse. Metaverse. Yeah.
So, I don't know if you're watching.
Lot of penguin people are following me because it's like when it was really a craze, like it's a thing on crypto Twitter to say GM, to say good morning.
Yeah.
And there was one penguin dude who said good morning, and there was like 130 penguins that said it back. Like,
it's like it's like you're in like Club Penguin, you know, that game on like a dating game, like when you're like all different penguins and then you're talking to each other.
Dude, and you're saying good morning. So good. The memes are, and a lot of them, there's the account Elmo, OX Elmo. And he's got a bowl cut penguin with like a Hawaiian t-shirt. And this guy is like one of the more famous people. And his penguin is the one in a lot of the memes where it's him. And then they just put words underneath. And it's like, I eat ass. Like, like it's just penguins everywhere. Like, yeah, there's one of them with the Stanley Cup where it's like they've replaced all the players with penguin heads. The memes are just
stupid. The PFP thing is crazy because, like, you know, it's a clout thing. It's like a way to gain clout if you have like a CryptoPunk as your avatar, and like people are willing to rent, you know, these things. I think we touched about it like, you know, last time, but. You know, people are willing to, you know, rent just to, you know, have it as their avatar for a little bit. And it's like how you know someone's like in the crypto or letting people know.
I'll like tell people about the Pudgy Penguins. There's supposed to be around 4,200 people that own them, but that could be totally fake. And actually, like, so I had spoken to the people or heard about the people from Christie's talking about the NFT stuff. And there was a lot of stuff on the internet that was kind of FUD, but maybe true, where it's like the NFT game is a lot of shilling and backroom deals and influencers and people creating multiple wallets to make it look like there's more holders when there aren't. Certain people buying everything up, or certain people buying their own NFT to increase the volume and the sales price.
Yeah.
And so it's like, and I don't know who this Alex Weiss guy is or Cole Therium. Like, people don't like those people for some reason, but they both have penguins. And I guess Cole Therium was part of the first one, or like part
of the. He was like the lead marketing person.
Yeah, marketing. And like, I guess he'd like, people said they screwed him he screwed them on like,
He had a separate business where he. He had a used like streetwear clothing store where people could buy you know streetwear or like clothes used, and he, you know, you buy it but it take forever to ship. Apparently he used like a drop shipping method, and so people didn't receive their goods that they bought.
Yeah, he was like some drop shipper and they were like, you screwed us or something.
Yeah, and he tried to refund, but like, and it was during COVID, but like, I don't know, you know, I don't want to like, you know, sound like I'm backing him up, but that's just what happened.
No, and he's like labeled himself King, or no, that's Cole. Yeah. And yeah. I don't know what Alex Weiss is, but like he bought like a super rare penguin with like, it's like a gold penguin with a gold crown, I think for 200 ETH.
Jeez.
I know, right? Like it's, and then so I was getting like offers quick and I paid under an ETH and then the offers got up to 3 ETH.
Jeez.
But the liquidity has slowed down a bit and now the floor is 2. And as they call them, I'm getting stink bids for like 0.7.
Yeah.
But
would you, what price would I
let it go?
Yeah. Like 3 ETH, that's a 3X. Like,
and I'll be honest, it's like maybe I shouldn't be telling my personal stuff, but it would have to be enough to like pay my taxes from crypto last year and my credit cards probably, or I don't know. So like I don't really know. I kind of think that I'm just going to keep it. And like, that's what people say. And this is the same advice where like in crypto, they're like, don't like risk what you can afford to lose. Like if you're going to buy an NFT, you better like the art enough in case it's exactly, like where it goes to zero. Like yeah. I'm happy with my penguin. And then for a while I was ecstatic because I was getting bids for triple the price. And it's like, sweet, I could make $6,000. It was 2 days later because that was at the height.
It's crazy. And think about it, they just got released like a month ago or less than a month ago. So like,
and now they're starting to put out billboards.
Yeah.
There are billboards popping up around the world with penguins.
I would like, honestly, I would, I mean, I'm in crypto for the long run. I would have just, I would hold it for at least a couple years. Cause like, you know, CryptoPunks was like 2017. And then now they're like going up. Imagine holding a pudgy penguin for 4 years and then being in like, it's still blowing up.
And I think this is the thing that we're talking about, and I was talking about with Gary, where the thing that you have to understand about NFTs is the community. There's probably been thousands of memes made of the pudgy penguins already.
Yeah.
And it's like
double engagement, social engagement.
And memeability. And that was what really, when I looked at it, I was just like, it's cute. It's a cute penguin. Yeah. All the other NFTs, I'm just like, I get why the CryptoPunks are valuable. I mean, it would be a cool flex. Yeah. Probably make you money.
It's all about clout.
Yeah, but those just look weird. I mean, the Bored Apes, it's good art. It's kind of cool. It's not cute, though.
Yeah.
And, like, I showed mine to Varsha, and she was like, oh, it's so cute. And I was like, this is going to make money.
Like, shows your sensitive side. This was the right
decision. Yeah, I just had a sense about it. And, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but the thing is, it made enough of a jump. And then there was the New York Times article.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wrote about it in the New York Times. And then it's funny because, I mean, I'm too deep on the crypto Twitter, I guess, but the Bored Apes were getting upset with the penguins.
Yeah, it's all like, these, like, fight club shit that it's, like, kind of funny, but it's, like, so meaningless. Like, we're all just trying to make it.
So there was like some Bored Ape Yacht Club person being like, I'm sick of the penguins. And you know, the one from, what is it? Captain whatever, the one with Tom Hanks, the meme of the,
Captain Phillips. I'm the captain now.
Look at then they replaced the dude with a penguin. He's like, I'm a blue chip now. I'm a blue chip NFT now.
Yeah, that New York Times article, I joined a penguin NFT club because apparently that's what we do now. Is this what the metaverse looks like?
Yeah. And like, I mean, people talking about Decentraland, like plots of land in Decentraland. And
Axie's land plots are going for crazy money.
And to be honest, like the crypto Cobain, Kobe, as well as like a lot of the Bored Ape people are like, this penguin stuff is stupid. I'm kind of like sick of it. I look at the Axies stuff and I'm like, it just looks like a ton of Bulbasaurs.
And it's like Neopets.
Too dominant. It makes my head hurt a bit. Like, I can't get myself to look too deep into it. I see the price. I understand the game, but I can't like
It's like an expensive entry. Like I like looked into it. I downloaded the app, but like you need 3 axes to like play, and like you know the cheapest ones are like 0.1 ETH. Like you need Jeez. 3 of those. Yeah. Like that, and I don't even know about the traits or whatnot. But like it's funny how like people are like looked at the price. Like literally in July it was like $6 and then now it's at like $80.
70, 80? Yeah.
And like people like no, when it was at like 67, people were like shorting hard and getting fucked.
No, I mean that was the same stuff with Luna. And I mean we can get into Luna stuff later. I think we still need to talk about Sol and Luna, but with the NFT stuff, I mean, is there more to, oh yeah, that was the one. It's like, we can close it on this though, but it was like, it was so meta. Like it was so deep. Seeing Beeple's thing. We had talked about the Chrome squiggles. Mm-hmm. Did you see Beeple's piece with the penguins and the squiggles?
No, I didn't. Did he make a new one?
Yeah. He keeps making them every day. I think he's still on every day. Yeah, he's done 2 NFT project, Beeples. So one of them, it's a yeah.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Yeah,
this is pretty funny.
I was like, this is gonna be worth millions of dollars. Like, what is the world come to? Like, pudgy penguin.
It's not like a cartoon pudgy penguin. It's like a realistic penguin with the squiggles, and the squiggles look like gummy worms, like you know, trolleys, gummy worms.
Yeah, and the penguins are eating the squiggles, and it's like. This is art. Like, this is like valuable. Like, what is the world coming to? Like, what is going on?
No, it's gonna be funny where it's like, you know, you go to Europe, you go to like the Louvre or something, and you like look at the Mona Lisa or something. Like, there's gonna be an NFT museum where it's like you can view
there NFT are art. There are digital ones. There are digital, you can put on VR headsets. They've created it already. I've seen there's like a certain format. There's like, I think a company that does it for you. And I think that everybody gets the same gallery shape. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you put in your own NFTs. Like, yeah, it's like.
But there's going to be like universally, like, you know, like a Mona Lisa, like, you know, universally like accepted. That's like, this is the rarest one, you know, that like people will, you know, fly to actually view it because it's 1 of 1, you know?
It's going to be like some stupid fucking crypto punk or something.
Yeah, and it's not going to be like the Mona Lisa.
I think that
like
was the, no, I think that was the one that they were talking about that got sold, actually. It was like the super rare 7-trait crypto, or I mean, yeah, the 7-trait punk where it had like a hat and horns and like a cigarette or a cigar and like
yeah I think like most punks only have like 4 or 5 traits.
Yeah, I think my penguin has 3 or 4, but it's like really not rare. But I mean, who gives a fuck? I have one, and then that's the cool thing too. It's like I have a penguin. I don't have a rare
one. You're part of the culture. Ape exactly for the culture. NFT yeah. For the culture.
Yeah. And what was I gonna say? No, I mean, you can still join the Discord or you can still share the memes and stuff. I mean, nothing to stop you from being a fan of the penguins and everything. And, no, and then now the fractionalized stuff. Have you seen? I saw recently, it was weird because this guy was upset about it. He fractionalized his penguin and then other people invested in it. And then I don't know how he accidentally did it or something, but he put it up for auction when he didn't want it to be put up for auction. And then when you fractionalize it, you can't control the auction. You can't pull it away from auction because your whole whatever.
The it's like a governance thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if they want to sell, you all have to sell.
Give me 1 sec. I'm going to look up what the – because then I checked the auction. It was like a really cool auction house. And I think it went for like 200 ETH or something. It was like a pretty rare penguin. And I think the dude tried to buy it back for himself and he got priced out. Jeez. Like he was like, I didn't want to let my penguin go, but I put it up fractionalized and I couldn't take it down.
There's so many degens with like 100, like 6 figures worth of ETH that just like throw it around like it's candy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fractional.art/vaults is the website where they do fractional art vaults that then go to auction. Like, It's a strange new world.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then we're still early. Like, it's crazy.
Well, and then we didn't even talk about, because I've been getting into it. I bought one of the cheapest ones I could get. But have you seen what's going on with Parallel?
I've seen it thrown around on crypto Twitter, but
These Parallel, it's supposed to be like Magic the Gathering. And I love Magic, and I'm like pretty nerdy. I'm into that fantasy type shit, like Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, or whatever. I'm not as into sci-fi, but what they're doing is creating a card game. And then the thing is that the art that they do is really, really dope. And I read about the lore, and they hired like some super, like an actual fantasy writer, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's like five different kinds. It's kind of like Hearthstone too. There's like five different.
Oh yeah, this is totally like, like Lord of the Rings, you're right. Like Witcher, that kind of artwork.
The thing is though, it's more space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see.
So the backstory is that there are five different, like, humanity got screwed by nuclear radiation, and there are five different types of like people. And there's the people that stayed, and they're certain, like, they're super in touch with nature. And then there are the people that went to Mars, and they have like weaponry, and they blow shit up or something. Like, they have like lasers and crap. There's one that like left before Earth got radioactive, and they like went way out of the solar system into some dark black hole area. And they're like shadow magic type. I don't know. I mean, they're cool though. I wanted to buy a card. It's the Shroud. There's Shroud.
So how do Marcoli. You like play? Is it just a story so far?
They haven't gotten it yet. They haven't gotten the game yet, but they're going to launch it soon. There are people who bought a pack for like 0.3 or 0.0. There was somebody that I saw, I think, that got a pack for 0.03 or a card for 0.03 and sold it for 30 ETH. And they were like, yeah, I got my 1,000X. Thanks. I'm going to buy a house. Like, shout out to Parallel.
It's going to be an expensive ass card game if things are going.
That was what people were saying. Is like, so you only can. And someone was joking. He's like, it's like, pretty cool beating someone with like $1 million deck with my normal cards. Like,
but it's like you need a deck, right? Like, even the cheapest deck is still going to be like 30 ETH if you need like 52 cards, and like each card is like 0.5 ETH, let's say.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean,
that's still the thing, like,
is, the art ETH. Is they had really good art, and I think that's going to be the interesting thing. Is like, it's going to go from like memes and shitty stuff that just goes for good money because it's a meme. I have to think that the NFTs are going to start to tend towards like better quality, because like the art blocks, the squiggles, the fucking. The 24 pixel math, like, ugh.
I don't think it's gonna be, like, the high price is like sustainable, you know, for like all the project, like for this card game. Like, if you're actually gonna have a card game where it's like you need a deck to like battle stuff, and like you need like different cards, like it has to be cheaper, I feel like. Like, otherwise you're not gonna have like a bunch of people playing it. And you won't have a bunch of users because the, you know, the entry fee is so high, just like Axies right now. Like, and that's just three Axies. Maybe I'm just, you know, thinking in dollars instead of like thinking of an ETH, but like, it's like crazy expensive just to entry like into, and you're like, you know, just to try it out. It's like really hard to do. Like, you gotta have cash flow. You gotta have moolah.
I'm going to find this thing, though, and I'm going to see if we can play it. Give me one.
What, are you trying to find the Twitter space of that guy talking about the penguins?
Yeah. It's really funny. And I mean, if I can't find it, or if we can't.
Is this like a popular clip you could just Google?
I think so. Like, I'm like, I keep putting myself on mute incorrectly, but I think that if we could play it, it really, really, I mean, this guy, he really goes nuts. Okay, here. Let's see if we can hear it.
I am my penguin. And
can you hear it?
And I am my penguin is me, and I am my penguin. And oh, my gosh. I was going through some crazy things. And
you got to raise the volume. God,
like I said, I had some supportive people with me along the way. I've had some amazing people supporting me and constantly lifting me up. Now, the day of the mint.
Okay, I'm going to do it on my phone, but if you want to find it yourself, it's Icebergy. And then he's also one of the famous penguins. And then while I look it up on my phone, it's also really interesting about NFTs. There's another thing that's been happening. And it happened to like also Bored Apes, where they did honorary Bored Apes. You know what I'm talking about, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, if you can explain that certain famous crypto Twitter people basically got their own Bored Ape created for them. And so with the Pudgy Penguins, like Icebergy, Elmo, an artist took the Pudgy Penguins and then made one that was related to their old profile picture. So it's interesting to me how, like, you know, people are personalizing these things. And I'm looking at Icebergies. Yeah, there's a one of one Pudgy Penguin where it's a penguin with a pineapple suit.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. 130 ETH.
Cheap.
Yeah. All right, I want to play. Wait.
You play it because it's like you probably have better.
Yeah. Going through some crazy things. And thank God, like I said, I had some supportive people with me along the way. I've had some amazing people supporting me and constantly lifting me up. Now, the day of the mint, I minted so many other projects, and I invested not money, I invested me into these projects. And for some reason, when it came to the penguins, I didn't know much about Cole. I didn't know much about Mr. Tubby. I didn't know how amazing, how influential these two people were. I didn't know at that time. And I didn't know what they were producing, and I said, you know what, I'll call out on this one, regardless of what everybody was telling me. I said, you know what, I'm going to call out on this one, I'm going to save some money, I have a girlfriend. And I find myself in a group chat with 18 whales, and all of them are telling me, these penguins, Cole, Mr. Tubby, people that we've never come across before. The devs, the Discord, the way that they're managing all of this. This is something that's crazy. This is something that we have not seen before. I want to be a part of this. I bought my payment later. This has been the best damn thing I've ever done in my entire life. Every time I have a long day and things I can't explain to people, I look at my penguin, I smile, I realize the happiness that my penguin gives me. My penguin gives me life. My penguin is the reason I'm here. My penguin is me. My brother understands I'm 22 years old, and I'm going out, and I'm supposed to be partying, and I'm supposed to be...
That's crazy. That's hilarious. He's like manic.
I am my penguin, and my penguin is me.
I look at
and
my
now
penguin.
It's a meme on the internet.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's the power of the meme. It's just hilarious. And who knows if he was trolling? Some people are like, "Is this
I think
a top
he's serious?"
Yeah, I know, right?
I think, like, he's serious.
You'd have to be a pretty crazy actor to, like, I mean, that's an ultimate troll, though, if he is, like, trolling.
It's, like, such a deep fake, because you have to understand that, like, the people in crypto Twitter, you have to, like, study them and how you act to make something like that creative, right? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's like a unique dialogue. Like,
yeah,
you can't, like, create that.
No, and it's, yeah, I am my penguin and my penguin is me, and, like, just saying it about random stuff too, like, I am my chrome squiggle and my chrome squiggle is me. Like, Ugh. Nah, that's, I mean, maybe that's enough for the NFTs. Like, we can tell Mania to call this one the NFT episode. But we should talk about like Solana and Luna and AVAX.
Yeah, so Solana, I'm not in Solana, but they've been getting into the NFT game too. Like, there's a board yacht ape version on Solana.
And their thing is, like, I think llamas. But then I heard something about how, like, funny stuff has been happening on the Solana chain where, like, now apparently, like, people weren't getting their llamas correctly, or it was going back to the developers.
Yeah, they're paying.
And now there's like a story where they're killing llamas. They're like, Solana developers made a mistake. So to rectify it, like, they're trying to burn the tokens to increase the rarity. But it's like, they're killing llamas. Like, it's like, what is going on? I don't know. This stuff is getting too dumb. Like, you can't escape the NFT stuff. You just can't get away from it. But no, Solana and Luna and AVAX, I mean, I think that it just shows that the argument, like, Ethereum has its limitations. The gas stuff is just really causing problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my Bancor. The Bancor got hit pretty bad. It's, like, not worth much. I think I'm underwater on it. But I'm still collecting rewards. But to restake my rewards was so much more than my rewards. I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I haven't claimed my Urza rewards yet because the gas fees are just haven't really been worth it.
Just doesn't make sense, yeah.
Yeah. But it's crazy. I mean, EIP 1559 was released like last week, I believe. Like, well, since last time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that burns the fees to like reduce the supply, but that doesn't mean that, I mean, the gas is how much the miners are charging.
Yeah, it's true.
But what I'd seen or heard, what they're saying is that Arbitrum is going to go live. And then, yeah, that all the Link Marines are like,
I thought it already did. Like, it just
September 1st.
Announced it. Oh.
Yeah. So, and then they're saying that Arbitrum somehow is like tied to Link because it's run on Link nodes. So it's like, I don't know. I got tired of like the Link story, and that was what I rotated my stuff into the NFTs. And I was just like, I reduced my bag because I really, yeah. Who knows if I'll regret it.
How much did he sell? I think like
Link is inevitable.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to, if I flip the NFTs, I want to buy back in. It'll be crazy if I like sacrifice some Link now for more Link, like once I come out of the NFT stuff.
Right now it's like a prophecy, right? Like Link will be 100, 1,000, but it's like hasn't done anything. Like, you see all these like top 10
everything
coins,
else, everything
like Solana,
else going around.
Crazy. Yeah. It's 2x since, you know, that dip in May. Like Luna, like 4x, it was at $7.
At a certain point, you do have to understand and admit that like Link doesn't move fast enough compared to other things, and you might be better off in the short term. Because it's like, I mean, there's a saying also, I lived in India, so I can, and they say it about it anyways. They're like, I forgot exactly how it goes, but basically the idea is like India is going to be the next superpower since 2000 years ago. And like, it will always be the next superpower. They're like, India should, I mean, they're smart people. It's like 1 billion people, ancient culture. And they're like, India has and always will be the next thing. Like, they're never actually going to.
Yeah. They haven't, like, gotten over the hump.
Yeah. And so with, like, Link, you're like, man, you know, like, that's, like, the waiting for Link to hit 1,000 and, like, it's, like, a thing of bones, you know, like.
Yeah, you're dead.
It's just, like.
The thing is that crypto moves so fast. Like, you know, this, like, I don't know. I've been in this only since March, and it feels like I've been in it for, like, 5 years.
Yeah,
and like we've already gone through like two bull cycles, one bear cycle, And it's like, it doesn't even feel like a bear cycle when you, like, if you look at the stock market, it's just like small gains. Like, it's like, I could see how it could take a mental toll on people, like people day trading. Like, yeah. I'm holding for the long term and I'm still like stressed out. So it's like crazy. But it's like, yeah, but the thing is that it's like, unless you're like in it, and you understand the fundamentals, like I don't understand the fundamentals, like you don't know when it's gonna move, right? Like,
and
you
a lot
expect
of it is dependent on like shady actors in the Bitcoin community. Like,
yeah, you can
there's
TA
probably
it
like
all you want.
Oh, this one government central bank wants to screw people in their country. I guess all of crypto is fucked. Like,
yeah. Justin's son fucked this guy's wife. Like, it's gonna yeah. die. They're gonna liquidate him.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine what it'd be like to actually be like a crypto whale. Like, it's the easiest. Yeah, I was like thinking, you know, maybe not, or maybe there are other markets that you can manipulate, you know, if there's like regulations and you bribe people, but it is the most, it's the easiest market to manipulate. There's no one stopping you from pump and dumping. Like,
yeah,
you just can't. Like,
it's
there's
the
no
wild, wild west.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, but you know, now that crypto has become more mainstream, U.S. government is definitely trying to get their piece, especially with that infrastructure bill. It got.
I mean, that's. Yeah. I was talking with. Okay, man, I'm not going to actually get into details, but I was talking with someone about moving money around in crypto, you know, and then, you know, there are countries that are more lax about crypto and there are ways to wash sale. I mean, yeah, I didn't say who it was or anything about them, so I can still talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's the same with like you can, and that's what they say a lot of the NFT stuff is just laundering dirty money. Where it's like, oh yeah, I've got
this
a lot of
this isn't
like,
new though. Like,
I know
people
exactly.
launder money in art all the time.
But it's easier because you don't even have to pick it up the physical part of the
yeah,
art.
Yeah, you don't have to transport it and
it's literally
you know,
just
pay
on
that
the internet.
Fee. It's digital.
Just makes you think how much like dirty political bribery, drug money, cartels and
oh, imagine
if God, how much money of that is in crypto?
Well, imagine if politicians getting crypto, you know, like the corruption.
Yeah. No,
that's
and then
kind of
the
scary to
thing
think
is,
about.
It's but bullish.
But bullish.
Once the politicians figure out how to take bribes in crypto, I think that the laws might change.
Maybe government will actually do something.
Well, that
we
was what
might
I saw
hold is, people more accountable.
Somebody was saying, and I don't know, you said that I didn't really see the resolution of the crypto bill, but somebody was talking about how like we learned our lesson. We're gonna they're creating, and then there's something like I think the Tea Party did it, where it was like that they gave them a score on if they raised taxes or not, and it was like the crypto people, some person on crypto Twitter was talking about how we learned our lesson. We're organizing. We're going to release a score. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, you're getting a crypto score. And all these people,
we'll
I mean,
vote
yeah.
against you if
really
your score
fuss,
is low.
I'm a one. Yeah, I might as well be. If there's a, if someone's like pro crypto, I don't care what party they're for. Or if they're anti-crypto, I will vote against them. Like,
yeah,
to be
I mean,
honest,
they're fucking
in my
with
mind,
your money. They're fucking with
yeah,
your money.
I don't need to get like so into like the politics stuff of this side or that side. I like the idea of horseshoe theory where, I mean, the middle is where I like identify with. But, I mean, the two parties are kind of the middle and they're actually both the establishment and horrible. But I'm not
I mean,
on the communist
It's all
communist
about the ideas, like, right? The
yeah,
policy.
Exactly. But
not on the
And I think like crypto stuff, a lot of it, tends with the more libertarian mindset, which I kind of identify with. But regardless, like they're saying that it's going to be a major thing in politics where they're going to really put their money behind it. Like you were saying, once politicians know how to get bribes and once crypto rich people know how to start,
well, how they don't have, they don't have to report it. They don't have to report it. Like you can easily not report and get away from, get away with it. Like it's so easy for, you know,
only, this is like the secret battle actually, because that's what they were saying was that the people in Wall Street don't like it. And Wall Street has the crypto people or the politicians in their pocket. So the crypto people were like, the forces of hell are against us. Like all of these politicians that have been getting money from JP Morgan for years are all against us. And then that was what the Alabama senator that wanted his like whatever amendment that blocked everything. Apparently he's in the Wall Street pocket and they were the ones who, it's Janet Yellen and the bankers versus the crypto people. It's a secret battle and not many people talk about it, but it's a serious one for real.
Yeah. So just like some details on the infrastructure bill, like it, so it ended up passing in the Senate. And, you know, we talked about it last week with the amendments and there's different amendments going around and none of those amendments were included in the bill because, the senator from Alabama, you know, wanted his $50 million, you know, defense spending to be included in the bill. Otherwise, you know, he wasn't going to agree with the amendment and pass through. And in order to have the amendment included, you need unanimous decision between the senators. So since he rejected the amendment because he wanted the, you know, military spending and the other senators rejected that amendment with the military spending, it passed with the current language. So right now with the current language, so I guess it goes back to the House for more amendments, but currently, you know, the original language stands. So that's, so what I've been reading from like CNBC, it's not, you know, the nail in the coffin, so to speak. There's definitely, you know, different avenues to go. And I mean, this doesn't take place until 2023. And, you know, the way the pace crypto goes, it's like, that's a lifetime away, is technically. But there's still, you know, avenues to include amendments or have different bills that, you know, tackle this specific issue.
And yeah, they can cancel it out, basically. Yeah. And like, yes, Sam Bankman-Fried, like, all that Solana money.
SBF is like, SBF is like, throw money at the problem. Money printer go.
Planet Earth, sponsored by FTX.
It's crazy, too. They bought Blockfolio. Like, yeah. It's FTX now. Like,
no, I don't think that, the, I think that the Blockfolio was actually them, but they just rebranded. It was already them.
Oh, yeah. Then
yeah, you like, already owned it.
No,
yeah.
We just.
They were like, it's confused. Yeah, they were like,
no, it was like, originally it was brands. Like Blockfolio brought to you by FTX, and now they're like, FTX.
Yeah.
FTX everywhere. Every ad sponsor, every jersey, it's FTX.
Yeah, man, it's crazy hearing him talk too. And I follow him on Twitter and he's talking about, so I mean, yeah, it's Solana, Mango Markets. It's insanely genius. It's really fucking crazy too. And I don't really understand it. FTX is a money market or a market maker for options trading. And they have to decide what the price is for an option. If you want to buy an option to buy crypto in the future, you have to pay a price or a premium for that option. He is now launching options and futures trading on Mango Markets, on Solana. mind blown. Like, he is creating a parallel, sophisticated financial...
Stock exchange. Yeah.
Not even a stock exchange. You need to understand the difference between a stock exchange and a market maker. So if you want to gamble, if you want to do options trading, the people behind Robinhood are the ones who finance that. So there are these big market makers that make you pay for options. If you want to do a call option and say that, I think that, I don't know what they go for. It's like Tesla in September.
It's going to be like 900.
It's going to be 900. And then you got to pay like $5 per option. And then if it's not above 900, you're out of the money, as they say. And then your option is worthless because you can buy Tesla cheaper than 900.
Yeah.
But you're basically gambling. And then if it gets above the price or the cost of the options, then you can make money. And it's a way to like gamble on a big uptick without spending as much money. So Mango Markets, and then there's a thread on his Twitter talking about, yeah, I'm not even going to get into it. Like, if you really want to understand some really deep financial market making stuff, the stuff he's doing with Mango Markets and Solana, Phantom also pumped. And yeah, I don't even know about Luna as much as you do. Maybe you want to explain it, but all these other chains besides Ethereum are pumping between 10 and 30% in the last day.
Yeah, it's crazy. SBF, he's next. He's the chosen one. He's next up.
Little do they know, this is what peak performance looks like.
Yeah.
This is the ideal male.
And it's a Jufro that's like, you know, 10 feet
long.
He's
got a little
belly,
too. He's got a little pouch.
Yeah.
Just, his voice just drips.
And he's worth 13, 15, Bill.
Never bet against weaponized autism.
Weaponized autism. No, yeah, it's crazy, too. Like these separate blockchains, like Luna, Solana, Facebook. I don't know if you heard about, but Facebook is dropping their decentralized currency.
I mean, I know that they're doing all sorts of stuff. Their DM plan got screwed, and I think that they're pairing with some other company or some other crypto project because DM got scrapped because of regulatory issues. And I've read, I mean, there's a lot
they're
of
able to get
a metaverse company.
They're able to get Yeah,
but it wasn't going to be DM because they were going to launch their own through their own marketplace. No. I think that got kiboshed.
But they have their own digital wallet that's really ready to come to market. It's called Novi, which is based on the DM blockchain-based payment system.
Yeah.
So before, you know, had to do with like government debt and, you know, way to utilize try to fix the global payment system, but there's like too many regulatory issues, so it's basically like a stable coin.
Dude, did we talk about Ohm last time?
We didn't. All we talked about, I believe, is that Urzdo like invested in it, or like that was in our Telegram chat. I don't even know
the idea. Yeah, the idea of Ohm somehow is like a digital reserve currency that kind of, I believe, auto balances itself across the market.
Well, that's the whole thing with like the logarithmic stable coins, right? Where it's like it's not pegged to the US dollar. It's like you know,
pegged to the overall market on like a open source technology that you can like verify or something.
Yeah. So like it's next level stuff. I haven't done that much research into it.
I was like, no, I don't have time for this next level research. It's exciting, though. It's back to being exciting where there's, like, too much going on to comprehend and the prices are going up. Everyone's excited.
I'm still poor, though.
I know, right? Yeah.
My bags need a pump.
Dude. We're all going to make it.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, like, you see all these big market or, you know, major players starting to get into crypto, like, crypto, they can't like sweep it under the rug anymore. Like It's here.
I was just hearing about the JP Morgan desk that's extending into Ethereum options trading.
Yeah.
So,
like, you know, the reason why the infrastructure bill got, you know, so much publicity was, you know, there are 15% of Americans, like 45 million Americans, that invest in crypto. That affects them.
Did you see the news about Robinhood?
Their earnings, how, like, they sucked, and then most of it was because of crypto.
Or
like,
and most because of that is Doge.
Yeah.
Speaking of, yeah, I got out of my $300 of Doge. I was like, I don't care anymore. I just want to be rid of it. Like, I don't need that in my life. And there's all these people being like, Doge to a dollar. I'm like, I don't care
about investing a little bit because, you know, you had like Suzu.
Crypto dog. Yeah, there are a lot of people saying it's Cuban, like the Cuban thing. Yeah.
Like they raise like valid points. Like it's easy to enter. Like it's easy and it has like, you know, a lot of memes. Like we talked about a social engagement, and it has, you know, you can make it into a payment system. Like Mavericks, you can buy Maverick merchandise with Dogecoin. Like,
no, and
that's
I mean,
the thing. The entry price is low, like 30 cents compared to 1,000.
You didn't touch on the specifics of like Mark Cuban came out and said it's a better form of payment than Bitcoin. And Suzu, or I forgot who said it, was
well, 3AC in general, too.
But no, they said that the Dogecoin board has been reinitiated, and they brought on like Elon Musk's family office lead investor, as well as Mark Cuban and Suzu. Like, they brought together a super team to be like, we're going to make Dogecoin a serious thing. And it was like, wow, they got a lot of brain power pulling on this new executive board.
Yeah, it's too big to fail, honestly, at this point.
It is. I mean, it can't go to zero. It's just never going to go away. So, I mean, yeah, it just blows my mind. People are like, you think Doge is going to pump? And I'm like, where do you guys get your news? I'm so confused where normies are just like, hey, like, I heard, like,
well, there's no fundamentals against it, right? Like, you don't know when it's going to pump or not. It's basically all, like, Elon Musk tweets so far.
Well, the funny thing is, it's a fork of Litecoin, and it's like,
Litecoin hasn't done shit.
Dude, Litecoin, too bad you didn't get enough memes. Like,
yeah, nobody fucks with Litecoin. Like,
No. And, like, I read about Litecoin and Ripple a long time back, and I was like, eh, these make sense. And then now I'm like, no.
When like, you see, whatever. When you hear of Litecoin, it's just like, oh, silver or Bitcoin. That's like their thing. But it's like, really? Like, that it? Like,
that's like a really picturesque thing of like first mover advantage, where it's like, I think Litecoin, the transactions are lighter and it's like actually, you know, better for the environment, cheaper, quicker, but like, nah, Bitcoin is Bitcoin. Like, too bad, dude.
Yeah.
Man, I think we covered a lot though. Should we get to the shills and then wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm down for that. I think it's crazy. We talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But okay, for shills for me, I mean, there's money to be made, obviously, in the market, even though if things are bouncing back. For me, one that I've been looking at, and I've just been looking at my own bags, that is Xcur or Curate, which is like a gasless NFT marketplace using their own coin. They're moving toward, they're going to be a physical goods marketplace. They already have like their app for NFT gasless marketplace, but they're moving towards doing physical goods. And that's something that, you know, I think it's been pumping strong. Like, it was at $1. It was at $5. I bought it at $5. And it dipped down to $1 or $1.30. And now it's back to three something. And so they have, like, their own NFTs, their collection on their own marketplace. But it's gasless, using their Xcurate. It's in the like Amazon pipeline.
15 million market cap. Oh, that's a low cap gem, right?
No, it's a low cap gem. It's in Amazon's like startup pipeline, like, you know, their program for like Amazon. And so they have an app, you know, that you can download, mobile app, and their team is pretty strong, you know, but it's, you know, the movement's been strong. Like, they're doing stuff, and like, they have like their own blockchain. It's called like X blockchain. And so they're doing a lot of stuff that's very interesting. And I think that they're keeping building stuff. So I think that's something to show. And I'd like to mention, 2 weeks ago, I showed QNT, or a month ago, I showed QNT on this podcast at, you know, $70, and it's at $188 now. So, yeah, take that information, whatever.
Yeah, well, I am my penguin. And my penguin is me. The floor is under two. Come on, guys. This is a steal. You can be part of something special. You can join the huddle. I'm going straight NFT shills, though. I think Pudgy Penguins are going to keep going up. I think the OG ones, I think Bored Apes are going to actually keep going up, too. And once you get into Christie's, it's kind of like you're in history. CryptoPunks probably overpriced or out of like priced out. Like, yeah. I don't know who's listening. Who's like, oh, really? Like, I have 100. No, not even. Like, I have 600,000 burning a hole in my pocket. Like, I don't know who would be into that. But those generative masks by Takao, I think that it'll have like some significance because the artist in the Japanese market, and they're really into like technology stuff.
It's cool that it changes 0.28. Color.
Yeah. I know, yeah. And I think that that's going to be a trend that a lot of people are going to copy, since everybody's just really derivative in the NFT marketplace. Besides that, I would say, and this is like, I'm willing to bet something on it, you know, just buy some floor parallel cards. Yeah. I think that it's going to be weird, though. There is a risk that they screw it up like Top Shot, which is what I've really seen, because that question of like, yeah, am I going to need like $1 million to make a pack? Like,
yeah, Top Shot is kind of dead. It's been radio silence.
It's like, is it going to be a pay for play thing with parallel? I don't know. But I know that, I mean, the people are going bananas for it. And yeah, never bet against nerdy people in card games.
Yeah. Bunch of D-gen nerds out there.
Yep. And yeah, I would say,
not as a like a slight to those guys, but like,
no, it's just, I mean, they're really cool cards. Check out the art. Yeah. It's really cool art. So I would say the NFT projects, it's like, be real careful, few and far between. And then those are the ones that I'll show. And that's about it for.
Yeah, let's reiterate that, like, if you spend something, make sure you like it. You know, because you exactly. might be stuck with it.
Yeah, and you don't want to be stuck with, like, I saw this one Twitter thing where someone was just like, oh man, like, every time I look at the penguin, I could have sold my set for 30 ETH, and my girlfriend's upset, and you know, like, we're gonna do a vacation. It was like
one of those, be a resentful, like, father.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that, like, looks at their kid every time with resent. Like, I should have wrapped up. Like, you should have aborted.
Be quite careful with the NFTs. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we're really sure that it'll go to zero, because I don't know. But no, I think that's like, we had a long one. I think we'll wrap good. It up. So yeah.
So good, this talking, was man. Episode 15. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Nick, our one true listener. And that's it.
All right.
Adios. Bye.